and effective investigations into corruption, free from political interference. How is the state addressing enforcement challenges such as budget limitations and staff shortages in anti-corruption bodies? Could the delegation also provide details on the internal anti-corruption mechanisms within the judiciary and military and how they ensure transparency, independence, and accountability? Further, effective whistleblower protection is critical in combating corruption. However, the State Party has yet to adopt and enforce comprehensive whistleblower protection laws at the federal and provincial levels. Please provide updated information on progress towards the enactment of the Whistleblower Protection Act and establishment of Whistleblower Protection Commission. Additionally, what progress has been made in the provinces of Punjab, Sindh, and Balochistan on whistleblower protection, and what is the status of the establishment of Whistleblower Protection and Vigilance Commission in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa under 2016 Act? Lastly, what measures are in place to protect whistleblowers from retaliation such as dismissal, blacklisting, or intimidation? Turning to paragraph 4, the legal framework of the State Party, including the Article 25 to 27 of the Constitution, does not provide protection against all forms of discrimination prohibited under the Covenant. What steps has State Party taken or plan to take to align its legal framework with the Covenant and adopt comprehensive anti-discrimination legislation that ensures protection against direct, indirect, and multiple discrimination in all spheres, including private sector? Reports indicate that LGBTIQ persons face increasing violence and discrimination, often unreported due to fear of further persecution and mistrust in law enforcement. Even when cases are pursued, the police either fail to register complaints or do not carry out prompt and thorough investigations. The disturbing level of impunity is concerning, illustrated by a report that over 260 cases of violence against transgender persons were reported from 2019 to 23 in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, yet only one conviction was made. What steps is the State Party taking to ensure effective investigations into crimes against LGBTIQI individuals and to address impunity of perpetrators? How is the state tackling the underlying causes of underreporting by victims, such as fear of police, risk of retaliation by perpetrators, and backlash from family or community members? Could State Party provide disaggregated data on reports of such violence and discrimination, and if not available, are there any plans to develop comprehensive data collection procedures? Regarding the Transgender Persons Act, I'm deeply concerned by the May 2023 Federal Sharia Court decision declaring self-perceived identity and inherent rights for transgender persons incompatible with principles of Islam. This has reportedly fueled further hate speech, violence, and discrimination. Moreover, there are proposals for regressive amendments to the Act, such as requiring medical examinations to affirm one's gender, replacing the word transgender with kunsa, which means intersex, and criminalizing gender-affirming healthcare. Reports also indicate that intersex children and adolescents are subject to discrimination and medically unnecessary hormonal treatment, surgery, and other procedures without their informed consent or that of their parents. Could delegation update us on the appeal of federal Sharia court decision and comment on regressive amendments introduced to the Act? What measures are in place to respect, protect, and fulfill the rights of transgender and intersex persons, including legal gender recognition and protection from abusive health interventions. Moreover, criminalization of same-sex relations under Section 377 of the Pakistan Penal Code remains a significant concern. Not only is the criminalization itself problematic, but it is also reportedly used as a tool for persecution, blackmail, extortion, and police abuse. What steps, if any, has the state party taken to address concerns about such misuse, and what efforts have been made to address impacts of Section 2377, particularly in perpetuating homophobic and transphobic attitude? How does the state party reconcile its criminalization of same-sex relations with the obligation under the covenant? Finally, regarding the paragraph 6, the state party's restrictive abortion laws, coupled with the lack of clarity surrounding cases of rape, incest, or fatal impairment, create barriers to safe abortions. Furthermore, medical service providers often refuse to provide abortion or post-abortion care due to personal beliefs. I also note with concern reports that family members of individuals seeking abortion services have been charged for aiding and abetting. Could the state party comment on reports of family members being charged and provide any available statistics on such cases? Does the state party have a plan to review its abortion legislation, including a clear definition of necessary treatment to ensure that legal restrictions do not compel women to resort to unsafe abortions? What steps are being taken to educate and train medical service providers to overcome barriers caused by personal beliefs and ensure they provide appropriate care? It has been reported that limitations in reproductive rights persist in the state party. For example, contraceptive drives are infrequent, healthcare workers often lack adequate education on reproductive health, expired contraceptives are distributed, and there is a little follow-up on proper usage. While progress has been made in prenatal care, maternal mortality remains high, exacerbated by the pandemic, natural disasters, and humanitarian crisis affecting resource allocation and service provision. Could the state party elaborate on efforts for further reduce maternal mortality rates and address disparities in access to maternal health care based on socioeconomic status, ethnicity, and geographical location? Please also provide more information on the data-driven approaches mentioned in the written replies, paragraph 50, including the types of data collected and how these approaches have improved reproductive health outcomes. Finally, could the delegation provide updates on the Punjab Reproductive Health Rights and Family Planning Bill, as well as similar legislation in other provinces, and address whether they include clear time-bound targets and budgetary commitments? Thank you very much.